Hey guys, Tyler Watson here again, and I am still hanging out in California, so finishing up. So if the audio is a little off, that's why. Next week we should be back on the game. But I wanted to share something else that I learned from Singapore and through an experience, and this is allowing the words of others to empower you. Allowing the words of others to empower you. And in doing so, one of the speeches that I was learning is from John F. Kennedy. And he talks about this goal about going to the moon. And scientifically, it was, thought that it would take another 50 years or so. But in his speech, he said, no, we're going to do it in the next 10 years. And it kind of blew away all Americans. But it was so inspiring. And when you're sharing your message, when you have a passion about something and you use words to influence others, that is how you make an impact. So one of the best ways to create an impact is to mimic or copy other people who have done so. So in this speech, he talks about going to the moon, and I'm going to read it for you. I'm going to speak it for you so you can get some of the feel, the movement. And if you have a goal, if you have something you're working towards that might be as crazy as it sounds of going to the moon, then this allow the words to change you. Allow the words to influence you. Allow the words to boost you and get you motivated. And here's how it goes. And he's giving this speech, and there's just the whole country is listening to him. And as he's standing there, he says, but why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why 35 years ago fly the Atlantic? Why does rice play Texas? And he continues and he says, we choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win. And the others too. When I listen to this speech and I think about John F. Kennedy and the words about why choose, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And you might be going through something right now that you might be thinking is hard, but you choose with your own agency, with your conscious choice to do it anyway. Is living your mission easy? Is going out and rolling clients easy? I don't think so. I think it's hard. But I don't do it because it's easy. I do it, as he says, because it serves to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. And that is one that we are unwilling to postpone, and one I intend to win. So whatever your goal is, whatever your moon is, I encourage you right now, let the words feed your mission. Let the words sway your actions so that you can commit to doing what it takes to go for the moon. Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to post your goal and take this to the next level and share it with the community, go to tylerfb.com. TylerFB.com and say, here's my moon goal, and put your moon goal. Whatever that goal is for you, whatever it is that stretches you, that's helping you to organize and measure the best of your energies and skills, whatever challenge that you're willing to accept and unwilling to postpone, that which you intend to win. Post that there, and I would love to support you in that goal. Thank you for joining me today again. Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income, and we'll see you on the next show.